This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined this morning by Phyllis Reiser. She's got over 25 years' experience in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she's got some consumer education to impart upon us today. We're talking today about lightning safety. I know that that seems kind of broad, but we'll get more specific first. Welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you, Jared.
So what do we need to know about lightning as it relates to the world of insurance, I guess?
Well, the first thing we need to know about lightning is that it's underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah. People really don't think about lightning as being a real danger to them until they actually see it coming. But
if it strikes nearby as they're driving along and say, boy, that lightning bolt was right there.
I've always been kind of amazed. You see a major storm coming up and you're driving through town and you see people still out in their yard, still mowing the yard, children still playing.
Gawking at it.
Right, and yeah. As if nothing were happening. But it is very dangerous because it can strike way outside the storm and at any time that there's a storm coming up and they're unaware of the danger of it. But lightning can do very strange things, and it strikes very often. I've seen that over my years of working with insurance, how much damage lightning actually does and how often it strikes. And it often damages electrical appliances in the house and strikes open tractors and machinery, and it's particularly dangerous on boating on the water. And in sports events, field events like that.
My family have lost livestock to lightning more than once.
Yes, that's very prominent too. Yeah. Livestock will gather usually under trees, and that's a very bad place to get.
When there's lightning, sure.
That's true. And especially on boating or in lakes, get off the water. When lightning is coming, get off the water. Always, if you're going on an outing, check and make sure there's no storms in the area. If there is, be sure and take a radio with you. Even if you don't get reception at the place where you're going, if you turn the radio on and hear that static, you know lightning is in the area, so you need to take cover and make sure that you're covered. The best place.
That's actually kind of a neat use of the radio that you wouldn't think about, but yeah, when lightning happens, it does something funny to your radio.
That's right.
And so you can hear, well, there you go. There's a good tip. Write that one down. You should always have a radio handy.
That's right. Should have it handy, but that'll tell you about lightning. And the best places to be are in a house, a shopping mall, in a car, somewhere like that, not on a porch, not in a metal building, and not under trees if you get caught out in the open.
And not on stilts with a giant metal pole above your head.
That's right.
Outside. That's a terrible idea. On a hill.
That's right, on a hill. And especially, I mean, we laugh, but I really kind of shudder. At times you see children or band students out on a field, and sometimes if their instructor's not really aware, you better keep an eye on the weather, because if you have those band students with metal instruments marching around a field and a lightning, even in several miles away coming up, it's possible that lightning could be attracted by the metal instruments.
Yeah, I think there have been some good rules recently passed about the storms. We find as we broadcast football games on Friday nights during football season, the high school football games, sometimes a rain delay will be a cause of a headache for the broadcast, only because they've got a situation where, you know, it's got to be a good 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes after the last lightning strike before play is allowed to resume, regardless of the situation. And so that's kind of the new rules. If there's any lightning in the area, they clear the field. Folks in the stands, I don't know if they tell them what to do, but they certainly don't allow the players out on the field, and they don't allow band members or anything out there.
That is an excellent rule, and I applaud that.
Yep.
So, but anyway, insurance companies now are going to, they've partnered with Weather Forensics to verify potential lightning occurrences in the insured location. And when lightning strikes, reported lightning strike went by a customer, they go to this United States Precision Lightning Network, and it can predict very accurately if lightning has been observed or struck within 1 mile of the area.
Right.
And therefore, it has a very accurate reading of did lightning really strike and did lightning really do damage to this property.
The consumer-grade version of this lightning tracking, it can be expensive in order to get it in real time. That's sort of the price break point for some radar that we use here at the radio station to determine the weather whenever we're covering severe weather, is we can watch lightning tracks that are about 5 minutes old. But knowing where lightning is striking in real time on a radar is possible. It costs a lot of money. We don't quite have that. I think it's an add-on package at $10,000 a year or something like that to be able to see it in real time. But there are records going back, I don't know how many years since they had good radar, because you can see pretty close to where the lightning strike. I mean, you can get within a few yards, probably a few hundred yards, of where the lightning actually struck, and these records are being recorded. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're saying here is that the insurance industry has figured that out. So you can't go making a lightning claim if there's no lightning. It's easy now to know whether or not lightning was ever in your area.
That's true. And it also expedites claims because they can see if a lightning did happen at your area. Then they're saying, yes, we understand lightning hits, so they will allow that claim right away.
Right.
And you simply have to get estimates on what it was that was damaged and verify that it was damaged, and then they will pay the claim.
So for you tricksters out there who wanted to try to use lightning to get out from under something that... We told a story going in, you don't mind if I bring that up, that every now and then folks will try to get their TVs replaced by making a lightning claim just because a storm went through without any lightning because the TV had gone out in some other way. And they say, well, I bet you if we wait till the next storm and they make a lightning claim, they're not going to let you know. You can see when the lightning is around, and if there's no lightning, friend, you might be out of luck.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You may just have to replace that TV you wore out.
That's right. But if they verify that the lightning did strike, then
better chance.
They will pay the claim.
Sure.
But if lightning did not strike, then they will deny it unless you have some other type of way to verify that lightning did strike and
right.
did cause this damage.
And I think you only get it once. I think they say lightning only strikes the same place once. So.
That's not quite true.
I think
they
might
say that. That is a saying. But
those old wives' tales don't
right.
get you anywhere.
I've heard that many times, but I have had people call over and over about lightning claims, and it seems to be that lightning does pick areas that it's more prevalent
sure.
than others.
Well, I tell you, in radio, we try to make things safer, I guess, a little bit. One of the things that we do is try to draw lightning to our radio towers. You know, radio towers tend to be tall. The one here is 100 meters or, you know, just over, I think, above the terrain there is about 400 foot or something like that. And it has a rod on it, and we have to. Legally, there's a rod up there that will run the lightning to the ground and try to attract the lightning in the area because it is well grounded. And the idea there is we would rather the lightning hit that tower and grab that rod and then get grounded real fast and everything be fine than for it to hit something else that might be out in that field
right.
or whatever it is. But your home will have that too. So anything that might be an antenna up on the roof will have a grounding wire and everything, and that's to direct that lightning around. Because just because the lightning strikes doesn't mean that it's going to do damage necessarily to a home or something. But for folks outside, that's kind of a given. You should definitely not be out there playing around when it's lightning.
That's true. That's true.
Get away from it. Anyway, so there's some lightning safety tips and the way it applies to your insurance from Phyllis Reiser. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Phyllis has over 25 years in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she talks to us each week about things we ought to know in the world of insurance. So we'll do this again next week. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.